This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Every Thursday morning, we spotlight what is going down in the 904 on the weekend. And I've been saying it all this week. We have the major signature event that kind of kicks off spring. Not the players. That's next weekend. It's the Gate River Run. And our own Gina Gondek, who for a second consecutive year is going to be in it. And I was telling you that I had like a song that would be like perfect for running. And you thought the Rocky theme song. No,
he's
no.
Going the distance.
I like that better. Nice.
One hit wonders cake.
Not one. I would argue
How
that.
How dare you?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I would argue that.
Okay, shut me up.
Here right, comes so the cake support.
They yeah. had two
everything
hits,
we need
so
to know about
it.
Everything we need to know about the Gate River Run here, Gina.
45th? I think we're at the 45th now, Saturday in downtown Jacksonville. Now, packet pickup starts today at the fairgrounds, so I'll pick up my bib and my shirt and all that fun stuff there. The wheelchair start is at 7:50 Saturday morning on Duval Street, and then they'll have the waves of the really fast runners, the women, the men, and then people like me trickling behind everybody else, probably around like 8 o'clock or so. 5K runners also start at 8:45, and then the 1 mile race is at 10. And then we'll actually be at the post race at the fairgrounds as well. So be aware, especially if you're running it or you're seeing people or if you're just traveling around the downtown Jacksonville area, it's going to be a lot of closed roads and a lot of busy people around.
Yeah, come say hello to the WOKV team and all the great partners that we have and the awesome charitable impacts in the community. There are so many that fall under the Gate Foundation. So we look forward to that. Best of luck to you running. I'm not going to run because I'll be over at the Prime Osborne Convention Center shortly thereafter to visit with the Spring Home and Patio Show. Saturday later afternoon, also in the downtown area, Madison, we have something else hopping down there.
Yeah, I'll be in the borough in the Florida Theater area where all the restaurants and a couple bars just popped up, but I will be there for the 904 Music Hall block party. So they're kind of blocking off the whole area for, they're going to build two stages and it's going to be live music starting at 5 on Saturday. And they're going to have vendors, food trucks, and what I found out, they have a mobile axe throwing.
What could go wrong?
I've seen it before. I won't be there, but I will be by one of the stages safely away. But it's all local bands, and they're celebrating 10 years of being in that spot downtown, bringing live music to the city. So that'll be a fun time.
Special shout out to Jason, the owner and manager of the property, who has done a lot of hard work down there to renovate the music scene, opened several businesses to help grow the service industry, and it's just making a lot of great changes out there. Jason Honeycutt, you're the man.
Well, let's keep you on, Scott, because you've got more music that's happening downtown at the Florida Theater.
It is all about the blues this weekend at the Florida Theater. Starting Friday night, Keb Moe is coming to town, Grammy-winning blues artist, musician, historian, and an act that I've waited years and years to see. And my schedule has just never allowed it. Finally happening after multiple reschedules. So I'm super stoked to finally get a chance to see Keb Moe introducing some good old-fashioned dirty Delta blues going on Friday night. And that's being followed up by some new blood. A gentleman by the name of Christone Kingfish Ingram is bringing the 662 Juke Joint Tour. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Christone Ingram, 23 years old and bad as he wants to be, the kid has got mad skills, and he's going to be sharing all of his guitar talents on the stage Saturday night, and I'm all about it.
We've got a full list of the weekend events at WOKV.com. As we head to the traffic center, Jacob, it has been a very busy day already. You earn a night out tonight, actually, on me. What's going down tonight?
If the Bee Gees are your jam, then you might want to consider seeing Staying Alive tonight. They are the quintessential tribute band to the Bee Gees, and they're going to be playing songs pretty much all night long at the former Times Union Center, such as Night Fever, How Deep Is Your Love, and even Staying Alive, of course. So it's going to be a pretty fun night, especially for all the Bee Gees fans out there at the Times Union tonight at 7:30.
Indeed, part of the FSCJ Artist Series. We stay in the traffic center. Hannah, what you got cooking this weekend?
I'm going to go to the opening of the Beer Garden at Wicked Barley Brewing Company. That's on Friday, but it actually lasts 3 days. It starts at 6 p.m. on Friday, and they're going to have Big Lee playing for music, and then it's an annual event. So I'm pretty excited. It's going to be lots of celebrations. I assume we'll play some cornhole. Because I love cornhole and I'm super good at it.
Don't bring the mobile axe throwing. Please don't.
I mean, beer and axe throwing, what a better combination. And then, you know, I know that you've had a blueberry beer there before. I'm wondering if they'll have, because they said they're going to release a new tap list.
Maybe so, strawberry.
Strawberry would be good. I was thinking maybe a blackberry beer. I think that would be really good.
Mm. All Blue Inside is the one. That's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
The Jacksonville Symphony, Friday and Saturday at Jacoby Hall, also performing. Lucia, you've got one of the big names that's coming into St. Augustine on Saturday on your list here.
I do, and it comes with a great story. So I'm going to see the Beach Boys, and Scotty and I were talking about who's left. And Brian Wilson is there, the guy who wears the cap. But I saw the Beach Boys in college and in high school so many times. Living in New York, you would not only go to Madison Square Garden, but you'd go to the Meadowlands and you'd go out to Long Island at the Coliseum there. And I had seen the Beach Boys. When they used to come in town, it wasn't for one day. It used to be sometimes 4 and 5 days, sometimes even a week consecutively. And I had seen, oh gosh, I had gone to so many. And so my father decided at the time that I had seen enough. I was still in college. And I was really bummed because they were at the Meadowlands. And my mother said, behind his back, I'll let you go. So I went with my girlfriend and her brother. And lo and behold, I was on his shoulders, because at 5'2" and 100 pounds, you don't get to see much. And my picture was taken by a Daily News photographer.
Oh, wow.
True story.
Very cool.
And I spent the entire night panicked because this was a concert. My father told me I couldn't go.
Right.
And now I was going to be on the front page of the Daily News on my brother's girlfriend's shoulder, you know, just yelling and, you know, happy, happy. But I didn't appear on the page, so
okay.
I spent a whole night sweating.
No trouble then.
No,
we'll see on the St. Augustine Record then on Sunday, maybe.
Yes.
With all due respect to the Beach Boys, I believe their new name now is the John Stamos Backup Band.
Right.
Yeah, he said that before.
And if you have not seen it, it's only one season on Hulu, but it is a really cool show. Only Murders in the Building. Steve Martin and Martin Short, Jeremy, they're on stage together. This is a great comedy duo.
Absolutely. Two of my all-time favorite comedians coming to Jacksonville, happening at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. I checked this morning, Rich. There's still tickets available if you want to go Saturday at 8 p.m. I love the title of the show. It's, quote, "You Won't Believe What They Look Like Today." Now, both have been touring together since 2015. If you plan on going and you're not watching the recent Hulu series, as a child of the 80s, I would like to recommend watching The Three Amigos first.
Oh, gosh, what a great one. My wife will be at that show. I'm going to be with the Child Cancer Fund. They're doing their spring gala at the Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. What a great fundraiser event, and partners that we have been proud to be a part of for nearly a decade now with Carathon and the Child Cancer Fund. The spring gala tickets are still available if you head to childcancerfund.org. Guys, thanks. Always appreciate it. Love the Thursday morning spotlight.